Hello and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And is my armpit hair showing? I screwed that up.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, guys?
It's good. It's good. A little dusty in the room.
Yeah. Emotional. Emotional finale. For sure. For sure. You're out of there, Colleen? You're reading stuffs.
No, I'm not reading anything.
No.
No.
Try this again. Is my armpit hair showing? There it is.
For a season that started off really slow and took a while to get to it, for me anyway, I think it definitely closed out strong.
Oh, I agree.
Absolutely. I took a sip of water. I was thirsty.
I like, I did have more, I how could you not love Hannah towards the end?
Yeah, she was great. Even I thought she had a really strong...
Even though it still shows out that she should have taken the goats with her and not... She left the stronger players in too long, but how could you not like her?
I thought she did a great job at the jury or the final...
I said, she can't beat Jay. Right from the start, I said, she can't beat... There's no way she can beat Jay. She should have had Brett there or Sunday with
her.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean Adam.
You mean Adam.
Adam, I said...
You said Jay.
I'm sorry, yeah. I apologize.
It's a 40 slip. No way. It's your personal life.
Well, she wouldn't have eaten Jay, David, or Adam.
Right.
But I was impressed with... I thought she handled herself pretty well at the tribal.
I thought she had the best tribal.
She made a case, but like I said, again, it was just a little too late.
It seemed like the jury was already kind of on Team Adam. And that was kind of our thought. I think if Jay ever got to the jury, that he would politic for Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought Hannah had the best tribal showing out of all three of them.
Yeah. I thought she made the better case.
Adam had a great point when he said that, he messed up a lot in the beginning, but he learned from them and made it stronger. So I thought that was a great way to explain that.
What he should have said is nobody played a perfect game on this show. You couldn't say from start to finish, that was a perfect game. I mean,
there were no Kim Spradlins here.
Everyone made mistakes along the way because you couldn't trust your alliance.
Yeah.
You had too many people like Hannah that were all over the place. And there were just too many people that couldn't stay focused on who they wanted to get out.
But I think at the end with Adam winning, I think he did show that he was like the most adaptable. Because out of all of them, he was able to kind of just go with, you know, when things didn't go right, he was able to move it in or still survive. And when they did go right, he showed like his strength. And even times where he overplayed, he was able to kind of, bring it in a little bit.
Ken not voting for David made Adam a millionaire.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Otherwise, he would have made Adam didn't know how to start fire. Oh, right. Because David would have gone. I mean, either way, it was either David was going to win or Adam was going to win, right?
Yeah. Once Jay was out.
I thought that perhaps Ken or Hannah might get a vote so that it wouldn't be a total shutout, just because they each had a, they had, Ken had David on the jury and Jess, and Hannah had whoever. Hannah had David on the jury.
well, Ken just cost David $1 million.
Well, I think you got to respect it, right?
Exactly. That would be a bitter juror, which you hate.
Bitter juror. But the he would have been Woo 2.0. Woo 0.0. I think Dave respected that. I really think he did. But at the end of the day, between Ken and Adam played the better game.
Well, and David had to have probably thought, well, you know, Ken and Hannah, yeah, they protected me, but they also kind of played my game too. So why not vote for the person who played a different game that got to the end?
Yeah.
What about, was it Adam that said, yeah, your style of play would have won season one?
Yeah. Oh, to Ken, yeah.
Yeah, to Ken, yeah.
Ken, because nobody cares, and we learned from Ty, nobody cares if you're the hard worker.
Yeah.
you might as well just be the lazy person sitting around doing nothing, because nobody, it just doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
They use you until they don't need you, and then they cut you loose. I mean,
which is a nice parallel to life.
Yeah, it is. In all seriousness, you see the two hardest workers the last two seasons didn't get a vote.
Yeah, but they made it to the end, but they didn't get a vote. Is there something to say that, like, with Ken's style of play, which is a very, like, early seasons style, like the
old school?
Old school. But even then, you look at, like, Richard Hatch, he was, like, the provider. But really, there's also, like, the Machiavellian moves behind the scenes. So that really wasn't a season one.
Well, I think they're talking more about
the hard worker and the
maybe he's more like a Colby. But
yeah, I was gonna say like the Colbys and Ethan.
Colby didn't win either because Colby made the woo made move.
Yeah, he did the woo move,
the woo move,
the woove, if you will.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said,
man,
we're
bringing it back.
Right when I saw who the final three were, I said, okay. Like I said, it was when there was final four because Jay was right. I mean, Adam was right.
Why are you confusing Adam and Jay? Are you okay over there?
Jay was my second pick to go all the way. But anyway,
well, your pick was so Jack and I both had ours into the end. And
ridiculous, but I believe that I got the final order correct, and you guys did not.
Let's see. Well, we'll get to that when we tally the votes.
Because like,
I can't even remember my final order. I think I had Jay winning it, but. Brett going first, and who knew about Hannah? Hannah was just, you couldn't count on what, she just didn't vote the right way.
Meh. I don't know, man. I can't even think. I feel bad because there's 2 hours of Survivor, arguably three with the reunion show, and all I can think about is the sadness of the reunion show.
Well, it was sad, but I think it was happy too. I mean, I think, you know, obviously he lost his mom. You can never replace that. But he set out to win Survivor, and he won it.
Mm-hmm.
With all that going on in his head, because you can see maybe why he was playing such a terrible game there in the beginning. Because it was just hard.
No.
But
what's
funny is that the three people that were on the bottom to start finished on the final three.
Yeah.
Three people that were on the outs made it to the final three.
And I David, wonder if... Oh, I'm sorry.
David was final four. He was on the outs in the beginning, so...
And they seem to play the hardest. You know, like, in terms of actually playing the game the hardest. I mean, I guess you could say Ken was brought along... I don't think Ken was brought along. He was a valuable part to that alliance because he was able to win challenges and... Was a vote that was with them strong.
And again, that doesn't matter either. Winning the challenges and being the provider.
Well, it's about winning the last challenge. That's the one that matters.
Yeah. But even then, that didn't get him a vote.
Yeah. No, right. It didn't. It didn't.
It's a different game than it used to be.
Well, if Ken wasn't there with another good player, maybe. But it's just Ken.
No, but Ken didn't play.
No,
he played too loyal of a game until the end. He should have somehow got rid of Jay before that, long ago.
Yeah.
So okay, you point out that the people that were on the bottom in the beginning ended up in the final four. The game is evolving as Zeke kind of pointed out with his little evolution of strategy shout out there in the final tribal. Do you think that is something to be said? Because I do believe that was it Adam that answered this, where the person that takes control of the game doesn't necessarily have to stay in control of the game because there's always somebody that's going to knock them out. We haven't seen somebody really just get on the board and run the table in several seasons, right?
Mike was the last one.
No, but he was on the bottom of the game. Do you remember he threw up the scorpion and he was playing from, he only got there because he was never eligible to be voted out.
Once he won
immunity, he played an idol, he won immunity all the way through. So Mike, you know, was playing his butt off.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So was it Kim? Was she the last one that we saw that, you know, went in and dominated? Or Cochran, I guess, because Cochran was never on the bottom.
Cochran was one. There was moments of, like, the chaos for Cochran in that season, like the Malcolm hold on, bro.
But even that, Cochran was never the target.
Yeah, he was never the target.
It was Philip, the person who was in control. And then, so I wonder if that is a way that the game is changing, where people might, in the future, everybody make big moves. The people that are making big moves are then the ones that are putting the targets on their head. So I wonder if that's just another natural step of the way the game is going to be played, where we're going to see the underdogs. It's almost kind of like the with the blood versus water, right? Those two seasons. Mm-hmm. Tyson, Val, geez Louise. Nadia Anderson was voted out first, and then Natalie went on to win because she was, you know, what's the phrase? She had no, like, home or whatever.
What, because she lost?
Like, she was a man without an island or something like that.
A man on an island? I don't know.
I don't know. And then you had...
For people at home, Colleen and I are on our third day of a not eating kind of cleanse thing.
It's not a cleanse. Yeah, it's like a refresh. Shake we've been doing shakes, refresh. And I can't think at this point.
I had really nice pork chop today.
I just want to eat. I've been thinking about hibachi, pizza. We were sitting there before, and I was like, I really want these Twizzlers. I will settle for a handful of cereal.
Yeah, you're making the survivor mistake in talking about food right now. I know.
But we've been eating plenty of carrots and celery.
Like, Jack's trying to, like, make you feel bad about eating pork chops. It's fine. I'm sure they weren't that good. I'm not going to worry about it.
I don't think I could.
I'd probably, maybe the best pork chop I ever had.
Yeah,
I don't think that I could spell the word millennial much like Ken right now.
I'm sleeping in comfortable bed at night.
And we are eating. We're eating. We get to eat fruits and vegetables every night.
I will say we did a little challenge at work today where I had to outstretch my hands and put two reams of paper. It was my survivor moment, and I won. I had a face off against somebody, and I held the two heavy pieces of paper with my outstretched arms.
How does your company stay in business? Anyway.
I had my own also challenge today. I went to the MIMS distribution beer party at their beer place, and I didn't have a sip of anything because I am on this cleanse and I am committed to sticking to it.
Proud of you.
Nice. That was my willpower.
Proud of you, Pooh.
Going back to how the game is changing, evolving, but I think also Survivor has changed the game because you have merges. You have different immunity.
Well, you had
idols.
A merge since the beginning.
No, but
like
you have
immunity idols.
They break it up. It's hard to get an alliance because you're breaking it up, and then you have to go work with other people.
Yeah.
To just stay in the game because sometimes, well, like Ken wasn't Ken in. It was
a man without a country.
There you go.
They were on the bottom of the merge, and somehow they managed to survive that. And you know, you had just different. You know, they have different twists. They'll have more twists than they have than they first started the game. Yeah. So you have to play a different game.
Well, the one thing that they had going for them, David, Ken, and
Hannah,
and Adam to some extent until the end, is they stuck together no matter what. Hannah's alliance between, you know, Zeke and then David, but it was always true to David in the end, and then Adam and then David, and, you know, up until it was time to get David out, it was still to David. So they had their core group that could not be broken up. They picked off the people like the Wills who were ready to make a move, and they were able to kind of hone in on that. And I think that that's definitely something you have to have, your core group that can still help you. But, you know, then there's something to be said for the Wentworth effect, or the intentional Matt Singh, where it's just, you know, Malcolm and Denise that are left and they're able to infiltrate their way all the way to the top four. So I guess it's still, you know, it's a fun game of circumstance.
Well, it goes back to that, like, adaptability, because you don't know what situation you may find. You know, you look at I'm blanking on the name of it now, the one with Ty that season. What was that? I'm blanking on the name of that season.
What, the one from last season? San Juan Dessert. Okay, I really need to eat something.
The bitter jury season.
Yeah, what was that season called?
Bitter jury season.
Yeah, hashtag winner's edit.
Yeah.
Ruins the game. it was my girl Anna Cates and Michelle and whatever. They had this.
What was it? Why can't I think of it?
They had a really strong line that got broken up. And
because they merged. They did a...
Yeah, Ko-Rong. Survivor Ko-Rong.
Ko-Rong. That's right. How can you forget Ko-Rong?
I know.
So wrong.
But it ruined that tribe. But Michelle somehow managed to not have to be put to the vote for 24 weeks, and she adapted, and she got a bitter jury. I love the call-out.
24 weeks, really.
24 days, whatever. I love Jeff's call out in this episode about bitter juries and how this, you know, people weren't bitter and that's how you should play the game. It was a nice little, that was a nice little dig at the Ko-Rong peeps.
I agree. I mean, you're always going to, you see, that's, again, you don't know how, the, how it's just who you get lumped with.
Yeah.
I mean, Brett was getting frustrated. I mean, Adam was getting frustrated. You can just tell how frustrated they, because it wasn't making, it made no sense to keep keeping David in the game.
Yeah.
But yet he kept staying in the game. I'm like going, what is going, I mean, I was getting frustrated. So when you see Brett and Adam, we're both like going, how is he still in the game? You're on the wrong side of the vote because she keeps making mistakes.
Well, there were six, you know, were six finalists in this episode. So it's a lot of whatever you call them.
Gameplay?
No. dang it. Being voted out. Tribal councils.
Tribal councils.
Good Lord. But let's jump into those. I think, you know, instead of having the full recap, let's just look at each vote sequence as it goes. Jay's the first one to go. Which
it was the funniest one.
It was awesome. One of the funniest outs ever. I got to give David a lot of credit for planting a fake idol, which in fact it's one of the best looking fake idols I think we've ever seen on the show.
When I saw him doing that, I go, "Come on, David! No one's going to believe the fake idol thing. It just doesn't work anymore." And I go, "Oh, he's setting someone else so he won't go look for the idol."
Yeah.
I go, that was brilliant.
I thought it was absolute, and he did it like. And looking at the one that Adam got the next vote,
it looked
almost identical. So like, I give David a lot of credit. That was a really really smart move.
Yeah.
Well, yep. You like Jay going, oh, they didn't even see it. They're talking about their coconuts. What a stupid! I'm so smart. They're so stupid. But he's got such a great attitude.
I mean, he was a lot of fun.
Getting voted out with nothing but class, but I the whole thing was funny. We took it up there. This is not. And when Jeff threw it into the fire,
it's like, what? I mean, it was awesome.
It was hashtag wow as the. Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure wow is not the one word that he was thinking of at that point.
Dude!
Okay, dude, I don't think it was dude either.
But hashtag dude would have fit him better.
But again, I give Dave credit, a great move, because you could also say like that puts him in a different place, like from a psychological perspective, Jay, because say he kind of blundered that immunity challenge, with not covering up the code, and you gotta think like there's just a part of him back in the back of his mind that, I got the idol. So worst case, you know, I'm still safe.
Right,
that feeling of I'm still safe, even if I lose this. So maybe he's not going to, you know, try as hard or whatever. So, a great psychological move. Shame he didn't win. He had the Rob Cesternino, cut for him this time.
Who? Jay?
Dave.
Oh, Dave. Sorry,
yeah, coming out forth there with the fake idol. But in the end, I think, can we say Jay is the fan favorite of this season? I thought he was fantastic.
See, I think there were a lot of fan favorites. I think you could.
There was, but I love Jay, man. Like, how do you not love Jay?
He just has such a.
Hopefully that's genuine. He just seems like a guy you'd want to hang out with. Even when he stole the reward challenge, which turned out to be a nothing reward challenge.
He just won a steak, man.
That was a waste of time.
Well, he could only use it so many times. He would have not been able to use it after that.
I know, but it still was. It didn't benefit him anyway, unless he just got a steak dinner before he got voted
off. He got to make
his
pitch.
Yeah, but he at least he still took David. And his thing is, I don't, you won. I'm not doing that to you.
Yeah. A lot of respect for just his play. I hope he gets to play again.
I'm sure he will.
Because really, really cool. Really cool dude. Really cool dude. So.
It's shocking too with a name like Jay. Usually they're not very cool.
And the fact that Jay's his nickname. It's not even his actual name like me. Bro, we should hang out, man. Totes.
Yeah, there you go. You
Totes.
Jay's in arms.
Jay's in arms. In case you guys haven't figured out at this point, we're not doing a traditional recap.
I said that earlier.
Did you really?
Yes.
I need to eat something.
It's almost midnight.
No. I'm making it through till tomorrow morning, and I wake up. I'm so hungry.
So, back to the votes here. So Jay is voted out. So let's go to the next challenge where poor...
Just the one thing with Jay's getting voted out.
Uh-huh.
Well, Ken played the Legacy Advantage, mm-hmm. which Garen... Was that then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it yes. guaranteed him
to... And you see Jess's face. I had that?
She had to figure it would have been something like that. But I just...
I hate this game.
I love how Jay went out, yeah, calling them "you're all warriors." It was mad fun. Go ahead, Jeff, snuff my torch. Like,
yeah,
that was awesome. That was a great way to go out. Yeah,
and it seems like on the Twitters and the social medias that he is a fan favorite for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we get to see him again. So let's go to the next challenge here, where Ken is a 10, wins again. They vote out Brett instead of voting out Dave, Brett, you know, correctly called out. But you know, it's hard to defend Hannah. I think this is what lost her the game, was this vote. Could you say that? Could we say
no,
that?
No, I think that
She lost it weeks ago.
She lost the game when they all went to rocks for her.
True. True. That's fair.
But
solidified it, at least.
Going after Sunday, we talked about this before, was her biggest mistake.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reason to vote her out. Like I said, she was playing for third. She was playing for third place.
And I think she basically pretty much at this point admitted it after this next vote when she was talking to Adam, saying, you know, Dave, it's my best chance to get to the end. Brett would have ended up, you know, not wanting to take me. And mm-hmm. I think
Brett,
that
I disagree. Brett would have taken her.
I think Brett just wanted to take anybody. Brett just wanted anybody to take him. Brett, he heard well, that
Brett didn't get a lot of credit for any strategy, but he knew that David had to go.
He built great relationships.
Adam had to go. He, you know, like I said, but I see Hannah. Actually, Hannah was reading the jury. I really, when you looked at the jury, yeah, Brett probably did have a lot of votes.
Yeah.
On the jury. So.
No, it was a tough position for, I think, Ken or Hannah, because everybody that was left had a good reason to win, right? I think
And that's where Ken should have made a move earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, he was loyal to David, and he was just, I don't know.
It's, you know, and for Ken, it definitely, he talked about, you know, some of his own insecurities, anxieties and stuff like that. So it might have just been like he just didn't want to play like that, and I respect anybody however they want to play, because it's how you want to play the game. So
he got to the final three.
Yeah. But I think if Hannah even had a chance to say anything, like not voting Dave out in that situation, because then voting Brett out, he says to everybody there, that guy's winning the game. You guys just made a $1 million mistake.
Yeah, the flipper flips again.
Yeah, the flipper, and then that, you're done. Like, you could say all the things before, yes, but like that one's like the nail in the coffin.
So
out.
If you think about this with David's two lackeys, so to speak, Hannah and Ken, right?
Yeah.
Hannah zigzagged all over the place, right, but still remained loyal. And then Ken played the kind of like, you know, I am an island. See, there we go. Now I've got an island reference.
Island Ken.
This man is an island. And they both kind of made it to the end, but there's something to be said about they both did make it to the end, but there's something to be said about the drastic difference in both of their games, even though in the end they ended up still being loyal. And I wonder if Hannah hadn't been loyal, despite her, you know, zigzagging throughout the game, for lack of a better term. I wonder if, in turn, Ken and David wouldn't have been as loyal to her, or Ken wouldn't have listened to her at the end about, you know, not voting out. Because I have a feeling that Hannah had more of a say, reminding him about his daughter or whatever.
Yeah.
Not to say that Ken didn't think of it on his own, because I'm sure he probably could have done that too. But I do wonder if there is something to be said about that tight loyalty game versus that, like, crazy Vlachos game.
Well, I don't want to knock Hannah's game, because I think she did a great job. I think if you look at it, she did have a lot of really good relationships,
but she betrayed a lot of people.
She did. But I'm saying, like, Dave,
and she reminded them of that too.
Yeah. But Dave wouldn't have gone as far as he did if he didn't have Hannah as part of his alliance, build having those relationships with the other people and being able to kind of turn on them and be a part of that alliance with Dave. So, like, again, I don't think Hannah is not a goat by any means. I think she was a strategic player that was playing a game and probably too loyal to Dave for too long. But you can see why they connect, because they both, you know, talk about their anxiety problems and you know, kind of fish out of water story for the two of them. So you can see why there's that loyalty or that connection, and even with Ken too, and he's in his you know, issues that he's worked through. You can see why they kind of they click together and were
right,
because it's like in any case in life, if you're out there with somebody that maybe has had a similar struggle as you have had, you kind of just have this instant connection with them, and you want to kind of help that person out. Like, so unless you're a bald person, it seems like you guys don't really stick out for each other. But in most cases,
because it doesn't matter what you do, you're considered evil.
But if you see like a Chargers fan, like, oh, okay, I get you. You know, there's like a connection, and then you want to work with that person. So I see why those three did have this, you know, very loyal connection between each other.
Oh, and also you can see it at the end too in the finale show. Look at. Ken was super uncomfortable with the questioning, and he turned to Hannah because he felt kind of just safe, like, oh, somebody I know, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I did take note of that.
Stop calling me pretty. He doesn't like it, I don't think.
No.
He's not comfortable with it. I go to Hannah. I don't think Hannah was a goat, but Hannah needed the right people to go to Final Three with. That was her only problem. She didn't have a strong enough game to beat a Jay or a David.
Yeah, I think she was
an Adam.
She was an essential player to help somebody win. It just wasn't herself,
right? Which is, when you look at it from, like I said, from the her David, who, like you said in the beginning, like I like Jeff's joke. He goes, you know, you finally get the writers on the show finally said, oh, you finally get a writer on the show. This is the guy you get, and he went from, you know, he could have easily won the game.
Yeah,
Ken if they go to fire, he beats Adam. And he probably wins the game.
Yeah, if Ken would have pulled a woo,
it
would have been a completely different thing.
Well, at this point, it really didn't matter who Ken picked. He wasn't going to win.
No,
he waited.
No.
He waited too long to make a decision.
Well,
a cutthroat decision.
Before we move, let's talk about Brett. Give him his due here. I thought a fantastic game. I did think the moment where he opened up to Zeke about being gay, I thought it was an amazing.
I don't know.
The season. You don't know what?
Oh, I don't know if Brett played a fantastic game, but he played a fun game to watch.
Well, so let's talk about it. So you don't think he played a good game, Colleen?
I don't think that he played a bad game. I don't. I think he was very likable. I think he was so, like...
Because you thought Michelle was, like, this amazing player last year.
I did not think Michelle was an amazing player.
And really supported her.
I think
he even did a better one, which showed on screen, you know, how he built all these great relationships.
Well, exactly. Shut up.
I think he definitely had the relationships. He just couldn't get anybody to side with him.
Yeah, he kind of was on the wrong side of the vote so many times.
I think he was likable, but he seems a little edgy when people don't seem to go his way. He gets a little frustrated.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's his. I think that was his problem. Maybe because you like a hand. Okay, you know, and you know, David's very a lot of them were very calm.
Yeah,
whereas Brett's very vocal.
David's
and very
wasn't calm.
Who?
David wasn't calm.
There's, I guess, there's a.
He's not loud. He's very. Hey, let's do it this way.
Brett's very boisterous.
That's what I'm saying. He, you know, if you have anxiety and someone's, you know, loud, sometimes it's, you know, kind of. But he had a lot of friends on there. But I'm just saying, there was time you could see, like, he rolled his eyes. He did this. He would say
things like, oh, you're kind of ticking people off with that. Yeah.
Yeah, he was just very blunt. I think that's what's kept him from, because he had he was right that they had to get the certain people off to have a chance to win.
Right, I think he was very personable and social, but he did not ever have a chance to really play a strategic game
or to influence people.
Yeah,
because people weren't gravitating to him, and you know, like I said, the only one that listened to him was Sunday, but Sunday didn't do anything.
Yeah,
right.
Sunday was the goat. If there was a goat this season, Sunday was the goat for sure.
And I don't mean that. That's not a bad thing. It's just that she just never had a chance to win.
She didn't really play at all.
I think she played.
She played the game, yes. But I mean, like, playing from the sense of just trying to win.
I think she was trying to do something. Again, I think she just found herself on the wrong side of the numbers once Chris was voted out, and that was it.
But you have to have a backup plan.
Yeah. And again,
and she did, and then it fell through with
Sunday.
Hannah.
Really, like you thought Sunday had a good game.
I liked Sunday.
Yeah.
You guys are just haters.
I'm not haters.
So okay, at this vote, we think that Hannah made a mistake switching because it made her A, look like a flip flopper, and B,
well, it just allowed Brett to say it to everybody.
Yeah,
I think more than anything.
I think she had a better chance of beating Brett than she did David. So it made no sense to keep David.
Plus, I think Adam's argument where, you know, look at Ken, he's so loyal. Who's probably going to win the last challenge? It's going to be Ken. He'll probably go with David.
Yeah.
Why give him that opportunity?
Yeah. And to Hannah's credit.
And David was good in the challenges.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was in it to win it a few times.
Yeah. Well, he won. He won the one against Jay.
That's right. So, but... Yeah. All right. So that tribal council happened, and we're back to Brett went home, called Hannah a flipper. And then
Flipper. I'm going to get us some beer. Some beer.
But David was astonished that night that he was still there at Final Four. And yep. Adam was astonished at Hannah's betrayal. And,
David should have been voted off four episodes ago.
Yeah. It's true. That's why it kind of like, is David going to win? Because like somehow, some way, he kept surviving.
Like the cockroach of the island?
Basically.
But without that being an insult.
Well, yeah, in the kindest way of saying it. But
because
like,
the way they were setting up the fire challenge and you're seeing Adam can't even hit the flint. It's like, Adam, you're a fan of the game. Learn how to start a fire before you get on the island.
It's true. It's true, and it's so it was setting up so much, but you know it just didn't turn out.
Ken,
to
Ken
be
who was loyal from day one with everybody, didn't make any waves. I was shocked when I saw David was voted out.
I was too. But before we get to the tribal council, let's talk about the challenge. What did you think of Adam's strategy there with kind of just. It didn't work, I guess, in the end. But he was saying that he wanted to make sure that David didn't win. I don't know what about his strategy made sure that David didn't win.
Was he just going to like sneeze in that general direction and hope the wind carried it or something?
Or was he saying that he would just leave his stacks of like eight there so that way David would keep on trying to come back and he just wouldn't win?
Yeah, well, I think that's the only thing I think of what he was saying because I go, well, that doesn't make sense. Because I like the strategy when he stopped at eight because the way those things were falling,
yeah.
If time ran out, eight's not a bad number. But I think what he was doing was if David got up to like six, then he'd go up and put a ninth one on.
Yeah.
But no, that but was good, for a boring...
Kudos to Hannah because hers was like leaning the whole time and yet still competitive in it.
For a boring challenge, that was actually pretty exciting in the end. Did anybody notice that Ken and Hannah each had 10? Ken had 10!
And how many... Ken has a 10.
How many times, hashtag, how many times could Jeff rhyme Ken with things, too?
Well, Ken is such a rhymable name.
Yeah, such a totally. But no, so they had the tiebreaker, and I love Probst. You only have 5 minutes. You're not going for half an hour. It may pay to be more aggressive.
Yes. And I thought, and you see David cheering on Ken here. I think that was a bad play by Dave.
It didn't. I think that if Hannah had won immunity and it was in her decision, then it was a bad play for Dave because David, all Adam had to do was say, "Hey, look, he was rooting on Ken over you."
But even to losing Hannah, or I would assume she'd just have to know at that point. But like you're showing that you think you have Ken in your pocket.
Yeah, that point you just keep quiet.
Yeah, just
well, I think
up.
At Final Four, it's probably pretty obvious that.
How the hell has he survived that long to that point?
Didn't he have an alliance with Ken and
Hannah?
Right. So that point, I just keep quiet.
The way that I thought it was going to play out was I thought Hannah was going to end up winning somehow, and then Adam would say, you know, let me go to fire or something because David was outwardly rooting for Ken, which means, you know, if this was the other way around, David doesn't have your loyalty the way that you've had his. So that's how I thought it was going to play out, but it didn't. So it doesn't matter. And I also thought that they were going to go to fire, but they didn't. So yay. I loved when Hannah was telling Ken that everybody might think that they're idiots. And he's like, well, they already think that I am.
A beautiful idiot.
A beautiful idiot.
But
he's not. He's just a very quiet.
Yeah, I don't think he's really an idiot.
No, not at all. Not at all.
No, I think he is a smart guy. I think he, but you know, I think he does have. He says he has. He, you could see it in the game that he's not very socially.
He's not like a
Jay or a Taylor.
No, he's not. He's an introvert, right? So introverts interact with the world differently than extroverts. So
because even when he was talking about that, Brett rolled his eyes. Yeah. I said, "That's why you're sitting over there, Brett. That's why you're sitting over there."
but
dude, Brett had some great facial expressions.
He had some good face. That's a good face.
He was the pinner of this, the facial express.
Breakfast. True.
You mean the Eliza?
No, not a pinner, because Pinner always made those.
Yeah, but Eliza is like famous for her big tribal expressions.
Yeah, but Pinner, I'm saying he knew where the camera was.
Okay, fair enough.
Camera one, camera two. David gets voted out. No fire challenge. Ken avoids the woofle situation.
Again, I think there, no matter who he chooses, he's going to lose.
Yes, but at least he could say, you know, I didn't, you know, I was able to vote out the guy that would have won.
I voted out the guy who would have won and kept the guy who got 9 votes.
10 votes.
10 votes.
10 votes. 10 votes. I kept the guy that got all the votes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was woo a while ago.
You know something, though? You say that, but I think that there is more. There is something to be said in him saying, you know, in the end, I stood up to the one person that I knew was going to be the reason why I didn't win.
Yeah.
You know, that was more of a chance than, I don't think it was a mistake to pick Adam over David.
No, he made the only choice he could make at that point. I'm saying he should have made choices
earlier.
Yeah. I mean, he had Hannah locked. He could have went to Brett and worked with Brett. Brett was one to work with anybody.
Right.
But, you know, he just kept the two people in the game too long. They both did that. They didn't have a chance to beat.
There's a part to it, but you have to kind of keep some stability and trustworthiness because you don't want people flipping on you right away or like turning on you. And I think
I'm saying like when it got down to like 7-6-7.
That I have to give credit to like Adam's game where, you know, he could have went with Jay in that one because it probably would have been better for him in that situation. But he stayed loyal, so that way the Brett vote. Well, he had the immunity idol, so I guess it didn't really matter. But still, like, I don't know. There's something to be said about being a bit more, having a bit of trust, so that way people aren't gunning for you.
You have to have the trust, but at some point you have to go,
yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
What do I have to do to win this game?
Yeah.
And they didn't make the right
move. I think Ken probably thought the whole daughter angle would have been a better sell. You know, like doing it for my daughter, I think it was a better sell. And
he just didn't expect to get trumped by dying mom.
I don't think he was trying to use that.
That was like his last final statement.
That's his raw emotion. I think he was looking like, I'm the hard worker. I'm doing all this work around camp. That's going to get me some love. And it just doesn't. Nobody cares.
You know, but that's not true because there have been people who have been voted out for not. For annoying people around,
if you're annoying and you're lazy, sure. But
well, I think you have to be a hard worker, but don't expect that to win you the game.
Right,
it's going to keep you around. Probably
it'll keep you around because people.
But it's not going to win you the game.
He's providing us food. He's doing this. He's doing that. Okay, we only got 10 days. I can survive. I'm on a 3-day fast. It's tough. I don't need this. Can I beat this guy?
Honestly, though, I think that Ken was protected by David the whole time, too.
Yeah.
Because
there was such a tight voting block.
And not even just David. Ken's name came up several times. And because I think people knew he was, they had to kind of break that twosome up. Or he was just, at the very core of it, they knew that he was a huge immunity threat. And I think that him maybe being quiet and kind of keeping his head down, it kind of brought the attention to the bigger targets who were louder, the Zeke's,
mm-hmm. right,
and the Chris's, and
because Ken didn't talk much at Tribal either.
No,
that we saw doesn't mean
it was early on when he talked about, was it coffee or what was he talking about one time?
Poetry, grammar.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, something like that.
grammar.
I couldn't remember what it was, but. I thought that only because most obviously he just had that look where he just kept shaking his head.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with just because you don't speak much at or you're not shown talking much at Tribal doesn't mean that you're not playing a game.
One last question I have about David before we move on to the final three.
But did Ken play the game?
Well, let's go to the let's before we get to the final
Ken
three.
Played,
just one last
Ken
thing.
Played
one
a
last
game.
Thing before because we have Ken, Hannah, and Adam to
sorry,
talk about.
Sorry.
But David, do you think the when he was contemplating leaving Jay in to be something in front of him?
Oh, a shield.
A shield. Do you think it would have been wise to leave Jay in there so a little bit longer to protect him a bit longer? Or do you think if Jay makes it final three, David loses?
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't think David beats Jay.
I don't know. I think it comes down to who makes a better case. Because, oh, and who...
It seemed this jury respected the game versus the co-wrong jury, which did not.
Because David could probably give examples of what he did. Jay was always on the wrong side of the vote.
Yeah.
And
would David still be here if he kept Jay as a meat shield?
Possibly. Who knows, though? Because, yeah, maybe.
No, because maybe Adam flips on David and goes with David out sooner.
I don't know.
Adam was trying to get David out for several votes.
But with Jay there, there's somebody else they're trying to get. So
have
you have David, Ken, Jay. That's three
And Brett might have gone with them to get David out.
Or Brett would have been anybody but him.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
right?
much.
That was his play. So when you've got Dave and Ken who are like lockstep. Jay would have done whatever you needed. Brett would have done whatever you needed. Then you turn on Hannah or Adam. And then that way you get out the threat that can take out David. And then you leave yourself. And you hope that Jay doesn't win the final one. You have, with David, you have Ken as your kind of challenge workhorse that hopefully wins. And then you take out, then you have, then to Ken, you have, you got to get out Jay. He has so many friends over there. Boom. You take out Jay at four. And then David's in the final three. He wins the game.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I think that's what this made this season towards the end such a good season ending because you had so many people that could win it.
Yeah, it's always fun when you. Have
unless you're paying attention David, to the edit and you realize Jay, that Adam was winning.
Adam, I mean, you had a lot of people that could win the game, and it just depending on what combination. Even like I said, Hannah could have won the game. Brett could have won the game if he got in with certain people. It just depend on who you got in there with.
And I will say the whole, like, I hate the word, I'm not going to use it, but I still felt there was compelling stories that they showed for a lot of people. And I know it's hard, I mean, Adam's story is just such a beautiful story, a sad story, uplifting story, just so many different emotions that you get from his journey on the show and in his life. So it's hard to think of another story that could, you know, outdo that, but at the same time, like, there's also just the gameplay that you're seeing.
Yeah.
So I get it. With Adam, either way, from an edit perspective, like, how do you not tell that story? Like, how do you not share that experience, whether he's going
to
win or not? And same thing with, like, David. Like, the stories that he shared about himself was such an amazing transformation. Hannah, amazing
Hannah.
Transformation. Ken, gorgeous all the time.
but he also had a nice story too.
He did.
I think Jeff pointed out with Hannah, you know, I think it was one of the tribals where he said you were afraid to vote.
Yeah,
you had a panic attack.
I was worried
at a challenge. You weren't even in.
Yeah.
so the way she was from the start till the end, you know, she had grown. So
I think there's something to be said, David. Maybe you take Jay, you win the game. Either way, let's go to the final three now. Now it's time to vote. So we have Ken, Hannah, and Adam. I said a little bit. We talked about it a little bit earlier. I thought Hannah did a great job at the final tribal council. I thought she presented her case really well. I think the jury's mind was already made up. But I thought she had the best final tribal, save for Adam's close. Which I thought was really genuine.
I think that and Adam saying that Hannah made a mistake, and he kept looking at Brett when he said it. He goes, Hannah made a mistake not voting off Dave. He kept sticking to his talking points. Hannah made the only case she could, and it takes a lot of guts to say, everyone's up there because of me. But like I said, anybody else, she might have won. Mm-hmm. Because she
well,
didn't
not
have
anybody
hand,
else, but.
Well, versus Ken, I think she beats out Ken. Yeah. If she's there with Ken and Sunday, she wins.
Yeah, or Ken and Brett.
It's a clean sweep.
Brett is a tough one.
A tough one because he has some friends up there.
Yes, but Ken had some friends on the jury, too.
Yeah.
It would have been a closer vote.
I thought Hannah did a fantastic job at the final tribal
council. I don't think she was all, because she wasn't really fast talking. I thought she was very smart, very
clear. Really articulate, made her points really well.
Yeah, she had, like I said, from day one to that final tribal.
Yeah.
She was a different person.
Yep.
I love how Jeff was like, she took so long to vote the first time that he thought that she got lost.
But, you know, so I give her a lot of kudos there. You know, in terms of her story and her transformation, I thought it was fantastic.
Oh,
it was really
yes.
cool to see.
But by the way, can we talk real quick about when Ken threw shade at Hannah? When Sunday asked about, are you closer to rigid or adaptable? And he was like, I'm closer to rigid, but, you know, the ones who are adaptable are called a flipper.
Or really adaptable are called a flipper. So what do we think of the jury? I thought all their questions were good. Anybody was like, meh.
They're all at meh at this point, but.
There was no
people trying to be a Sue, so.
Yeah. I know, Jack, that's what you try to avoid, right?
Well, to me, that again, you're not going to top it, so why try?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I thought all the questions were good. Like, nothing was that, you know, amazing or anything. But, you know,
do they need to mix that up? They've changed it. I mean,
they changed it by just kind of like making it shorter and shorter. Like,
what if they did this at the final, when people are voted out, they don't get, it's like you're still alone. That you don't get to talk to the other
jury member.
You're like in solitary.
Well, that sucks.
Well, I'm just saying, does the jury getting together and talking, I mean, did Jay go back and tell him Adam's story before Adam told his story?
No, I would wager a guess that he probably didn't.
Okay, this is what I'll say is, but that's how juries work.
Yeah,
juries
you need to
are
manage
together.
Your jury.
Like,
I get,
well,
I
even,
get that.
Even like in a courthouse, you don't sequester, the jury doesn't talk to each other. The jury does talk to each other and has to come to a unanimous decision. So I get it. Like, I get the idea of sequestering them, but I think that's part of being a jury is actually interacting with the jury members and sharing your opinion.
They changed the game all around.
So then you don't have to do jury management anymore. Because if nobody's talking to each other, know how you play, then who cares? You go out and screw everybody over. Like, that takes away that element of the game in which
is handing the power over to the jury.
Yeah.
I just think that I'm just looking for another change, another mixing it up a little bit, because you know they
I'm just saying
the question
changer?
Thing is stupid, because I don't think anybody goes in there going, okay, I really haven't made my decision yet, but
well, I mean, but you say that and you have last season where they kind of got it wrong.
Well, they did get it wrong, but I'm just saying that. But they had their minds made up before they even. I'm saying about asking the questions. Do we need? If they've already got their minds made up, why are we asking the questions?
I don't know. It's just I think it's more to give the final three a chance to talk about their game. I think it's less about the jury's questions. It's more about the final three sharing their final thoughts on what their gameplay was and why they deserve to win. I think it's less to do about the jurors, to be honest.
Oh, and also opens up a chance though for some of the jurors to get, like, if they. Say they go to get blindsided, they go out, they might not know how they got there.
Yeah.
It, you know,
we
so
know, but
it
they
helps
don't.
To fill in some blanks too. Yeah. I like the final tribal questions. Well, then you need to manage your jury better so they're not bitter against you.
But
I don't think that everybody's mind is always made up.
No,
Tyson has said that in Token Jeans, you know, he went in there and you know, was prepared to vote for Steven, and then his final performance was so terrible that he changed his vote.
Yeah.
So I do think that there are people...
99% of them.
No.
I think there are
people that are willing to give it a chance.
I think in this case, in this season, it definitely felt like they were on a track or a thought. But I don't think that's every season.
I think last season was the same thing.
No, because it was a closer vote.
It was close vote, but there were five people that knew who they were voting for.
That's going to be any case when you vote.
I'm saying that most people know who they're voting for before they get in there.
It's like when you see the undecided voters during like the presidential debate. It's like, really? You're not decided by this point? So you can say that about any time you have like people voting.
I'm just trying to mix it up.
I don't think it's flawed. I kind of like that element of it.
I'm just trying to think of something other than the questions, because I get to the questions, I go, all right.
I don't mind the questions. I think what they've done is good. They've really trimmed it. Like, it was only like 12 minutes, I think, of the total 2-hour episode. So I think that's you know, a good answer to it. So Adam wins 10 votes, sweeps it all. And I think a really emotional reunion show at the beginning with Adam's story, and the fact that his mother died like an hour after getting home.
Oh my God, that was awful. I didn't know it was that soon.
Yeah.
I thought I said it on here. I knew she had died within a day or so of them getting back.
Yeah.
Depending on what day they got back. But an hour later, holy crap.
Can you imagine if she didn't get a chance? I mean, oh my God. And like you said, she was up and walking, and then 2 days later, she's gone.
Honestly, when everybody said, you know, she heard you, I think that woman probably held on.
I mean, yeah, whatever it was, I think it's great. And then had that last moment, and then just found out that she filmed videos for him while he was gone.
I cried a lot.
It was really emotional.
That reminded me of the movie Life with Michael
Keaton,
which I cried in the theater because the straw. Frog kept poking me in the eye.
Oh, that movie too. That's right.
Just a beautiful, beautiful close of the season.
I like the fact he told his mom he had won.
Yeah.
But you know what? When they kept focusing on the crying family members, it was, you know, I was like, come on, respect their privacy a little bit. I don't need to see them.
What I mean, they're there.
But it's part of the story. I think you have to.
And look at this in raising money to stand up to cancer. And the money's being raised that because of the story and how it's been shared. But I just thought it was really point Adam saying like I understand it's like a great story, but this is my life. Like, it's just my life, and you guys are experiencing it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really point. It kind of took. It showed that, yes, it's a game. Yes, it's a TV show that we watch, but these are real human beings that have real lives that aren't just, you know, for our enjoyment.
They're not actors.
Yeah. They just play one on TV. But really, really great close of the season. Rest of the reunion, I thought it was a good reunion. Like, it seems like they talked to all the important people.
It was one of the better ones.
Yeah.
He did talk to people.
He did. And I do have one thing to say, though. I thought that the Hannah and Ken moment was, it was very funny. I felt bad about how embarrassed Ken obviously was. But was it fair for them to reduce all of Hannah's entire game playing season down to just being the girl that flirts with the guy on the beach?
But I think it was it highlighted her like growth, right? Because she was this shy, you know, anxiety ridden girl, and she was able to kind of like flirt with this. So I get it if you just look at some like basic components of it, but if you really look at the larger thing, like you see. What was great about that scene is you see her like opening up and like being open about her feelings, which is not an easy thing to do, especially to a camera like that. And it was just such a genuine scene, like just that moment of like just her joy of talking about flirting with Ken. And I know if you just look at just its basic components, yes, you could say that. But I think if you really look at like the emotional side of what she's presenting and talking about her journey of really opening up and becoming more confident in herself, I thought it was a really sweet, sweet moment to talk about.
Wasn't that part of her game?
Yeah, the relationships that she built. Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't think the flirting was part of her game. I think the flirt. I mean, hello, look at Ken.
She said, she goes, look, I'm on this island with good-looking guys, and there are no shirts. She goes, what am I going to do?
She was adorable and funny at the reunion
show. Yeah, she was great. So I don't know.
That's something when we first started the season, you wouldn't have seen. The way she ended the show, the last 3 or 4 weeks, is a different Hannah than we started with. So I had no problem with it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cute scene.
But you are the woman factor of our show, so you would be the final word.
I thought, I, as a man, I felt it was ridiculous that they're treating Ken like a piece of meat. So.
You know something? I kind of felt like he was ridiculous. He was clearly very embarrassed, and I think, you know, he wanted everybody to know that he was more than his looks because he went out of his way to tell the story about not judging a book by his cover.
Yeah, I thought
so.
Yeah.
You know, at one point I was like, all right, I'm not going to hashtag Ken's 10 for like 5 minutes just out of respect to him.
So can we just talk about Ken, probably snafu, and he's going to be in trouble with whomever he is in a complicated relationship with after this episode.
I think it was Hannah.
I don't think he wanted to talk about it.
Well, you know, whoever it is, you're like, really? Really, you couldn't talk. Yeah, so
yeah.
I,
oh,
he's
yeah.
In
he
trouble.
Totally got in trouble.
He like, is in trouble.
An hour later, yeah. Oh my god.
Plus, he didn't win, so that might hurt him too.
Nah.
Come on.
If she watched the season with him, then I'm sure there were no surprises there. If she pays attention to the winner's edit, can we talk about Brett and his amazing eyes and facial expression when we had the figtail segment?
Yes.
And how Taylor had a baby.
I'm just glad they talked about the figtails coming to an end. I didn't know if they had enough time. I like they touched upon it.
Oh, I knew Probst was gonna go there. I mean, come on.
Well, Figgy didn't. I don't think Figgy liked to talk about him becoming a daddy.
Yeah. Well,
she kind of gave a look like.
I would too if I were her.
But I think she wasn't. I thought she handled it well in the sense that, you know, she made this relationship. It was nice to have that relationship out there. But if I did it again, I wouldn't, you know, do that. I would be more,
I'd be that
to be more
strong,
independent
woman.
Yeah, Probst got a little testy there when she was
like,
well, it
was
no
your
offense,
choice.
Yeah. I didn't get the impression that she was like not making it her choice. It was.
No,
it was
I thought Jeff kind of overstepped there.
Yeah, so I don't know. I thought the whole thing was fun. I'm excited for next season. I know we did our preview show back in August about it, so you can go back to that and find it if you're interested in listening and you
haven't
listened.
Did we do that already?
Well, we did once the cast list was
leaked. Oh, we did a cast list leak.
Yeah, so it was spoilerish because nobody knew who was out on it yet. I can't speak.
The key to Survivor, though, is never being like the first three or four people voted out, because you might as well not even show up for the reunion. Because unless you kill somebody.
Unless you're Jatia and you go out like crazy.
Nobody's gonna talk to you.
Well, yeah, it's the case. If you know, nobody wants to date somebody that gets kicked out pre-merge.
I forgot that Santa was even there.
Yeah, Rocket. Oh,
Rockstar
Santa.
Air was incredible tonight.
So,
well, he did lower himself a little. Who was he patting on this? Who was sitting in front of him? Is it Chris? And when they're talking, he got to lower himself so he can get some airtime.
So let's. It's already been joked about a lot on the internet. Game changers. Yes, there are some game changers on that cast, but there's some that game changers.
Yeah, but you know,
I like the name. I like the idea. See, there is a lot of really big players, like really and good players on this season. But it's hard to say it for all of them.
Yeah, I guess when we do the preview show, maybe we'll talk about it more in case somebody doesn't want to know who else was on it. But Carl Bailey Ford.
But we'll dig into that more on our preseason show.
Well, I'm going to say this one: if Sandra's not the first person voted off, then they're just stupid.
Well, the first person voted off when she goes to tribal.
Yeah,
lasted until the merge two seasons ago. I thought she was a goner the first time, as well. She survived a tribal.
Sandra's won twice, and you go, how she does? Come back. She wins.
It'll be interesting to see.
I have concerns that Tony and Sandra are going to get like the all-star treatment where they just start going after winners and getting them out of the way first.
But what if you put them all in the same tribe?
Ooh. I don't think they have a tribe of 12 winners, though, or 10 winners.
I don't know. It's going to be tough, especially for Sandra. I don't know how you aren't target number one, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
If she wins again, man, you guys admit that she's awesome.
I think she's awesome. You win
she's
twice.
Awesome. If you've won twice,
you're awesome.
Awesome
now. Like you can't deny it.
I know. You were just Team Parvati in.
Because I thought she was the better player, but she got kicked out. So that's at the end of the day, I think even said it here. It's not you don't want to be the best player of the season. You want to be the best player left. out of the three.
Right.
That's what it comes
so
down
to. So what
you're
saying is I might have a chance if I ever go on Survivor.
You could be the best of three.
I could be the best of three. I don't know if I'm the best of 20, but I could definitely be the best of three.
Absolutely. And that's...
Well, let's see. How you're struggling after 3 days of not eating.
And not even not eating, just like not eating.
I know. Actually, we have actually eaten.
Yeah, we're just eating vegetables and healthy things.
I just want a Frito so friggin' badly.
So it's like Castaway when he is like tomorrow if you saw a big platter of seafood, a vegetable platter, like when he came back they had seafood for him. So tomorrow if I brought like a vegetable platter, hey, eat up. You'd probably throw it at me.
Oh, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts on my way to work tomorrow.
All right, well let's close out this season of the podcast. Perfect. Let's jump into it.
All right, real quick, the first one's from Matt. A few questions, comments. Remember when everyone loved Ken? Ha ha ha. I don't think people don't not love Ken.
Yeah, I think we still do.
Having a story to tug at the heartstrings is key in the final tribal, apparently. Is Adam a good winner? He's likable, but certainly didn't play a particularly good game, but still threw a shutout. He's a good winner in that he's likable, but he definitely had his missteps in the middle.
He did, but I think he played well. Like, you can't argue.
Again, nobody had a perfect game.
No. Yeah.
There's no one you can look at and go, even Zeke, he struggled to get his footing there for a while, and then he got too cocky.
Yeah.
David made mistakes. There was just a lot of mistakes were made. And like I said, I don't think anybody played a perfect game. On this season, Adam played, like Jay said, Adam was the best player left.
Yeah.
And that's why he won.
Seriously, though, how awesome is Jay? That. Not you, Jay.
I know.
That's the guy you all should have been gushing about all season. So what's our hashtag for Jay then?
Hashtag Jay is Bay.
Jay is Bay. I can work with that. That's fine. Hashtag Kensington. Hashtag Jay is Bay.
We got to see if we can get Jay on the podcast.
I'd love to talk to him, man. I love it.
He seems like he'd be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Is he on Twitter?
He is. He's J_QS, I think.
J_QS. I will ask him. Since I had such success with Ken.
I'm a chick. Why don't I ask him?
Okay, why don't you ask him?
Okay, cool.
You can see why Ken didn't. He probably wouldn't be comfortable coming on this podcast.
You're too attractive, Jack. When you asked him, he looked at your profile picture and got, you know, overwhelmed and couldn't do it.
That's true.
So. And then Matt finishes out with, even though I hated the gimmick, it turned into a pretty good season, which in turn led to some mediocre podcasting from you. Kidding, you know I love you guys. Well, I can't argue about the mediocre podcasting.
Hey, I can only do with what I have to work with.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Next is from Mandy. I'm stuck at work meetings tonight, then went to a bar and convinced them to turn on Survivor with no sound.
I guess that jury, she must really love the jury speeches then.
Mandy, here's a tip. One time Survivor started and I was still in Walgreens, and while I was in line, I realized it was 7:59, so I downloaded the CBS
app in CBS.
But I wasn't in, God, I was in Walgreens, but same thing.
Get you a Twinkie stat.
I watched it on my phone through the app. So without seeing the full episode, is it time to do away with the advantage? Well, I think that the reward advantage worked out real well.
Yeah.
I thought it was useless.
It wasn't, because Jay had a chance to give his final pitch, and he had like, no, I thought it was a perfectly fine reward, and it wasn't too crazy that it would, you know, change the game.
I think it would have been better if it was an auction type thing that they didn't do this year, and he was able to steal someone's advantage.
No, sure. I liked that he was able. I thought it was well played. It didn't rock the boat too much. You know, he took the one person that won, and then he took Adam. So I thought that was fair. Overall, I thought it was handled very diplomatically.
Well, because Jay's a cool guy. Jay,
thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So let's close out this season for real.
Yeah. Let's go to our final tally the votes and see how this played out so far.
I'm thinking I had a bad night.
Well, let's see who was voted out first. It was Jay. So let's see what we thought about Jay.
Me.
Colleen said merge, no points. I said final three. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
You got a point. Colleen got a point. Jack gets a point. I get none. I said final three. So 2 points there. Let's see. Let me put those in the tally here. So make
any
sure.
of us have Hannah go in final three?
I think you did, didn't you?
So Jack and Colleen are still tied.
Odie, 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 Odie.
This is a scintillating podcast.
I know. I'm sorry. Oh, actually,
again,
no.
I get. See what I have to work with?
No. Colleen is actually in the lead with 14. Jack.
Well,
13.
Okay. If we get everything right, though, because I'm pretty sure I got the correct.
Well,
let's
wait till we get.
Well,
there,
how did I fall behind when we were tied?
No, Colleen was up one last week. I'm sorry.
Oh, go me.
Okay. Who was next after Jay?
Brett.
So let's go to Brett. Jack, you said pre-merge, no points. Colleen said pre-merge, no points. I said merge, I get a point. You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Why did I don't know why I didn't do that.
All right. Next up at the four spot is David.
I'm sure I said pre-merge.
Jack, you said pre-merge. Colleen said merge. I said final three. Look at me.
Oh, but
so
you
close.
Were wrong.
One away. But Colleen gets the point there. With...
You know, you're so close, and we get the same amount of points for that, Jay.
So Colleen gets the point. Let's go. Let's see. Who was next? It was Hannah and Ken. So Ken... I said pre-merge, so I get nothing. Jack, you said final three. You get a point for Ken. Ken is a 10. Colleen said merge. So, Jack, you get a point there. Congratulations. Proud of you.
We're tied again.
No, not tied. Colleen, you're still up by one by this point.
Okay.
Let's see. Hannah, Colleen.
Hey, shouldn't you get more for final three, though?
No.
It's Jay's rules.
Colleen said merge for Hannah. Not the case.
Did any of us say Hannah final three?
Yes, Jack did.
All right. Wow.
I really said Hannah final three.
You did.
You picked two of the three final three
that's,
so far.
That's pretty good.
You should get more for final. Next season, you should get more.
All right, keep going.
Stop it.
It should be more points for. That's the hardest thing to do, and I got two of the three.
Okay. Zach. Us finishing right. this tally is the only thing
hey.
Standing between me, sleep, and food.
I am amazing.
Adam Klein, I said merge the fourth one out. Jack said merge, Colleen said merge, so no points for Adam Klein. All right, so let's go to how we thought this was going to go. These are the so at the sixth spot, I said Brett, which was not the case. Colleen said David, which was not the case.
I said David? No, I thought I said Jay.
You did not?
All right, well, hurry this up. This is taking longer than me talking about Patreon on the broadcast.
Hey, just because you think you've lost.
All right, come on now. It's been like 15 minutes.
Jack, you said Brett, so no points there. At the five spots, Colleen said Brett. She gets a point.
Booyah.
Jack, you said David, no points. I said David, no points.
It should have been David. Hannah, thanks, Hannah.
And at the four spots, Jack, you said Ken. I said Jay. Colleen said Jay, so no points there. So Colleen gets a point.
Oh, didn't I switch my stuff at the last minute last time? I shouldn't have done that. I should have gone with my gut.
All right. And then Colleen and I's final three ended up being both correct. Ken, Hannah, Adam.
Hello.
So what do we have a point scale there? Was it just 3 points if we got them all right in a row?
Point each. Just 1 point each. That's what we're doing. Can't change the rules now.
And Jack, you were completely wrong. You said Hannah, Adam, Jay. So,
what are you talking about? Hannah was in there.
Yeah, but
I should get a point.
Fine, get a point, whatever, because I win. So, Jack, you are currently at 16. Colleen, that puts you at 19, and I got 3 points there, so that puts me at 10. And for our final, what we picked to win the game, Colleen, you picked Jay as your last chance to get any points for 2 points, which was not the case. Jack, you said Ken, who made the final three but did not win, and I picked Adam as my winner pick at the second episode of the season. It is worth a total of 15 points.
Oh, that's right, because you lost somebody.
What do you mean I lost?
Well, remember, your first week you lost somebody, right? Your final pick?
No. We remember we do final picks after seeing the first episode.
Okay, all right, okay.
This is ridiculous because you got so many wrong all season. All you had to do is get the winner's pick. So then why are we even bothering to do the tally of the vote?
It's hard to pick the winner.
Wait, so then why don't we just make our winner's pick in the beginning and not do tally the vote for the rest of the season?
Because generally your winner's pick doesn't win.
Can I defend Jay here?
Thank you.
Basically, he had we had the strongest player at the end of the game.
So, Colleen...
I had two of the final three, and I finished in third place.
I know. I had three of the final three and finished in second place.
So, again, it just ends up you guys complaining about the points, even though you agreed to have this system time.
No, actually, I didn't. I never agreed.
So... I had 10 before this. Jackie had 16. Colleen had 19, but I win with 25.
If there's only 13 episodes, why is it 15 points?
Because because that's how I used to do it. And you guys complained that it was based on episodes. So I said, okay, if your pick on the first episode that we do wins, it's worth 15. If you get voted out and you pick another one, it's worth 5.
But logic should dictate it's worth however many episodes of the season.
That was my rules.
You should only have 12 points, which only puts you ahead of me by 2. 3.
Listen, you only have
to win by 1.
That was how I played the game before, and you guys complained about it.
I've still never figured out the way that you played the game before.
It's pretty. Before was your winner's pick. What you got as many points as the episodes that you picked them from. So if you had 13 episodes, if I picked Adam, I would have gotten 12 points like you just said. But say if you lose Adam and you pick whoever, at that point it's how many episodes they have left.
So
and how many points you get.
But you guys
complained about that and we changed this one.
So
and
why
you agreed
are we even
to it.
Bothering to do the tally the votes if you can get every week wrong like you did? The only week you got right was when Tim
that's not true. I had 6 points before today, and I closed out with 10 before I got my 15. So again, I picked Adam. I picked the winner.
Meh.
You might as well just call me Rob Cesternino's wife, okay?
Oh, Jay Stradamus. Jay Stradamus. Okay, first of all, I'm just cranky because I lost the tribe pool by 1 point, and I'm really upset about that. I don't want to give my golden shandy up. I know. I almost had a three-peat.
Did you lose to?
John
Norton?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm pretty sure it was cheating all season anyway.
Anywho.
Just saying.
That, don't be a sore loser, okay? Unless you have proof.
I'm the only person in the history of Fantasy League that cares about the Fantasy League.
All right. That will wrap it up for this season of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. To our fantastic host, Colleen, great job throughout the season. Jack, great job throughout the season. Thank you to all of our guest hosts that have come on this season. Shut Up Tim, Mike Bloom, and Shandy Lampierre. For coming on the
Shandy
show.
Shandy something French.
Shandy French something something. For coming on the show in one of our steads whenever one of us wasn't on. I think, Colleen, though, you were on all episodes this season,
right? I have been. I have never missed... Have I ever missed an episode of this podcast since I started?
Since you came on? I don't think so.
So that's why I lost, because my replacements made crappy picks for me.
But again, thank you to everybody who's listened this season. You will see us. We will do a preseason show for... Survivor Game Changers. I believe the season starts late February, so we'll probably do it mid-February.
No, the season starts in March.
Oh, in March. So we might do it late February for the preseason one.
And if you're in the Jay and Jack Patrons fantasy game, I was trying to look up how to look up the standings for this so we could talk about it, but I can't for the life of me figure it out. So I'm trusting that Christy or somebody is going to put it in, or Brad... Somebody's going to put the standings in the Facebook group.
I came back
patrons
from last
Facebook group.
And I won it all.
So.
But definitely thank you to everybody participating in the season. It turned out to be a really fun season after maybe a slow start. And I look forward to seeing a lot of returning players next season. Be sure to check out all of the other podcasts that we produce on the Jay and Jack Productions Network. You can check them all out on iTunes at jayandjack.com/iTunes. You can also just go to jayandjack.com and find links to all of our fantastic shows. During this kind of TV off season, things like The Married Man Show, broadcasts will go on, even though you guys are a bit of a couple of weeks, holiday break. And then also, I believe Ramblecast will be coming back during the off season. We also have Sherlock, its new season coming out. So be sure to check out that podcast that Jack and I do. And then once TV starts to come back, we're going to have Survivor coming back, Leftovers with Jay, Jack, and Mike.
Walking Dead will be back in February.
And Walking Dead. So
we're still doing one more episode, but Walking Dead will be back in February.
So check it all out. Be sure to subscribe. I'm sure you are if you're listening to this, maybe, possibly. And want to send a special thanks to people that make the show possible, our patrons over at patreon.com/J and Jack. Tack from Tokyo, Molly the Millennial, and Eckhart Glatfelter Richter.
It's Eckhart Richter Glatfelter.
Eckhart Richter Glatfelter.
My adopted son.
Thank you so much for your patronage. Thank you to all 155 plus of our patrons. That will wrap it up for this season of Survivor.
Do you guys shop at Amazon with Christmas coming up?
Oh, you're right. Christmas is right
last
around.
Second presents.
I'm sorry. Last second plug here. JayandJack.com/Amazon. It'll make it like a normal Amazon page for you, but anything you purchase, a small percentage of that goes to the Jay and Jack Productions crew. So definitely if you're doing your shopping on Amazon, it really doesn't require much effort and helps out our podcast a lot. So JayandJack.com/Amazon. All right, guys, that will wrap up this season of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Woo! We'll see you next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
I was robbed. Bye.
Jay cheats.
You guys are all just bitter. So bitter. Did you not hear Jeff talk about the bitter? Bye.